the Senate please come to order? We will establish a quorum after the joint session. Please stand for the invocation by Bob Milton of the Juneau Baha'i Faith.
O my God, unite the hearts of thy servants and reveal to them thy great purpose. May they follow thy commandments and abide in thy law. Help them, O God, in their endeavor, and grant them strength to serve thee. O God, leave them not to themselves, but guide their steps by the light of knowledge, and cheer their hearts by thy love. Verily, thou art the helper and their Lord.
Senator Cotillo, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Will the members please vote to signify their presence? I think we've got enough.
I think they too should stand for a prayer. Special privileges here.
Rochelle's 12 members present this morning, Mr. President. Senator Salo is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent that prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. That brings us to the certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 87th legislative day.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal will be approved as certified for the 87th legislative day. That brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Message of the day of April 6th. Dear Mr. President, on this day I have signed the following bills and transmitted them gross and roll copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 263, Municipal Property Tax Exemptions, Chapter 7. House Bill 368, reapplication for the permanent fund dividend, Chapter 8. CS for House Bill 415, Judiciary, corrective amendments to the Alaska Statutes, Chapter 9. House Bill 280, adopting Uniform Custodial Trust Act. House Bill 144, relating to fees for certain costs administering the permanent fund dividend program, Chapter 11. Sincerely, Walter J. Hickel, Governor. Those are all the messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
We are at messages from the House, and I think at this point we will recess for the joint session. We will take up the business of the Senate immediately following the joint session.
Move and ask unanimous consent. Senate stand in recess for a joint session with the House.
Without objection, the Senate stands in recess for a joint session in the House chambers. Will the Senate please come back to order? We recessed under messages from the House. Madam Secretary.
Message dated April 6th. Dear Mr. President, the House has passed and returned CS for Senate Joint Resolution 46 State Affairs requests the United States Congress to provide a waiver for non-taxable diesel fuel sold in Alaska from the requirement that contain a dye additive. This resolution has been referred for enrollment. Message dated April 6th was received stating the Speaker has granted limited powers of free conference to the House conferees considering CS SB 54 Finance and House CS for CS presented for 54 Finance MH, offenses by juvenile offenders. Limited powers of free conference were granted to the Senate conferees on March 29th. Message of April 6th was received today, and the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. House Joint Resolution Number 62 by the House State Affairs Committee, urging the Congress to reevaluate its practice of imposing unfunded mandates on state and local governments.
Rules. There is a Senate companion that has gone to the Rules Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 63 by the House State Affairs Committee, relating to the membership of the Republic of China on Taiwan, the United Nations.
State Affairs.
House Bill 353 by Representative James, an act repealing the requirement of an annual audit of the receipts and expenditures applicable to certain property managed under the Horizontal Property Regimes Act.
Labor and Commerce.
C. CS for House Bill 367, Judiciary, amended by the House Judiciary Committee, an act relating to limitations on outdoor advertising signs, displays, and devices, and penalties for violations related to outdoor advertising.
Judiciary.
House Bill 468 by Representatives Toohey, Ulmer, Brown, and Nordland, an act extending the termination date of a citizens' review panel for permanency planning.
Hess and Labor and Commerce.
CS for House Bill 478, Hess, amended by the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the authority of mobile intensive care paramedics, physician's assistants, and energy medical technicians to pronounce death under certain circumstances.
Hess.
CS for House Bill 513, State Affairs, by the House State Affairs Committee, an act relating to financial assistance for certain owners or operators of underground petroleum storage tank systems and providing for an effective date.
Rules, the Senate version is in rules already.
And those are all the messages from the House this morning, this afternoon.
Communications.
Palm reports have been received. Alaska Energy Authority 1993 Annual Report. Budget and Audit Report received. Alaska Housing Finance Corporation Financial Analysis. Those are all the communications.
Reports of standing committees.
State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 357 relating to certain study, publication, reporting requirements by and to state agencies and reports back as follows. Senator Lehman, Chair, signed due pass. Senators Miller, Ellis, Duncan, and Taylor signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill 357 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 358 eliminating some state multi-member bodies. Recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Reports to back as follows. Senator Lehman, Chair, signed due pass. Senators Miller, Duncan, Taylor, and Ellis signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal notes. Senate Bill number 358 has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. Judiciary Committee considered CS House Bill 254, Judiciary, amended, open meetings. Recommends a Senate CS second Judiciary and Majority Committee due pass. Report was signed by Senator Taylor, Chair, concurring Senators Halford and Jacko. Senator Little signed with amendment to cover subcommittees. Senator Donnelly signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal note. CS for House Bill 254, Judiciary, amended, has no further referral.
Rules.
State Affairs Committee considered CS for House Bill 315, Judiciary, amended, theft of subscription TV services, and reports it back as follows. Reports it back with no recommendation. Report was signed by Senator Lehman, Chair, concurring Senators Miller, Ellis, Duncan, and Taylor. Zero fiscal note. CS for House Bill 315, Judiciary, amended, has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered House Bill 446, Community Agreements for Environmental Conservation Purposes. Majority of the committee reports it back with no recommendation. Report was signed by Senator Phillips, Chair, concurring Senators Taylor and Lehman. Senators Adams and Jarve signed due pass. Zero fiscal note. House Bill number 446 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. Rules Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution 51, Fiberboard Plant in Sitka. Recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Hoffer, Chair, concurring Senators Rigger and Jaroff. This resolution appears on today's calendar, and those are all standing committee reports.
Reports to special committees.
There are no special committee reports today.
The introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no resolutions.
The introduction of Senate bills.
And there are no Senate bills.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Senate will stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess we're going to, at ease motion or whatever, there will be a minority caucus in the Belch room.
The Senate will be at ease for 15 minutes. Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can we return to introduction of guests?
Without objection, we're under introduction of guests. Senator Sharp.
I'd like to introduce in the Ziegler Gallery a constituent and longtime friend, Fairbankson, down for the State Alaska Outdoor Council annual meeting, Byron Haley. Help me welcome him.
Senator Duncan, you do not wish to introduce someone who is not there anymore. Senator Taylor?
Move and ask unanimous consent. Committee substitute Senate Bill 217 Finance Amendment, amended including all amendments pending on the Secretary's desk, be held till the Tuesday calendar.
Without objection, committee substitute Senate Bill 217 Finance Amended will be held with amendments pending till Tuesday's calendar.
Fred?
Madam Secretary.
CS for Senate Bill 310, Resources, an Act relating to demand for the sale of state timber and relating to the administration of forest land.
Committee substitute Senate Bill 310, Resources, is before us in third reading on final passage. If there is no debate, members may proceed. Senator Miller.
Mr. President, I'd like to place a call on the Senate while he's here.
The call has been satisfied, I believe. Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, this is a bill that I think I could have supported had we seen some of the amendments go through yesterday. I think we had a lot of healthy debate on the amendments. And without some of those amendments, I believe we had 14, 16 amendments, but without some of those amendments and no accommodation given to many of us here on the floor, for what I thought were very good amendments that would have made this a better bill, it is difficult for me to be able to support it in its present form. So I would urge folks not to pass Senate Bill 310.
If there's no further debate, members may proceed to vote on final passage of committee substitute Senate Bill 310. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so committee substitute Senate Bill 310 Resources is passed the Senate by a vote of 11 yeas to 8 nays. Madam Secretary.
Senate Joint Resolution number 51 by the Judiciary Committee, expressing support for the development of a fiberboard plant in Sitka, encouraging Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority to continue its efforts to assist with that development, requesting the United States Forest Service to continue a long-term timber purchase contract necessary to supply material to the plant. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the resolution. Majority of the committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Kelly, Chair, concurring Senator Sharp and Rigger. Senator Lincoln signed do not pass. There are fiscal note. The Rules Committee considered the bill recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Halford, Chair, concurring Senators Rigger and Jara. I have no amendments.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent. Senate Joint Resolution 51 be considered engrossed, advanced for second and third reading, placed on final passage.
Without objection, SJR 51 will be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
Senate Joint Resolution number 51, expressing support for the development of a fiberboard plant in Sitka, encouraging the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority to continue its efforts to assist with that development, requesting the United States Forest Service to continue a long-term timber purchase contract necessary to supply material to the plant.
Senator Adams.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only question I have is on some of these resolves is we're basically giving it to one company, and that's the Alaska Pulp Corporation. I just asked who's carrying the bill. Why just that? Why not other Alaska firms such as Klukwan and or another Alaska firm in there instead of specifically being specified a company?
Senator Taylor?
It's certainly a very good question, and I would have redrafted it or drafted this resolution in a totally different fashion were Klukwan in trouble, were any other contract in question. The only purpose that this resolution serves is to show the intent of the legislature as regards one particular contract that was entered in between two parties, the United States government and Alaska Pulp Corporation. That contract, which is a 50-year term contract, of which 30-some years have now gone by, is up for review by the Secretary. The decision that he makes on review will determine the livelihood of not only the people in Sitka directly impacted by whether or not a medium-density fiberboard mill may be constructed, but also all of the people living in Wrangell whose livelihoods depend upon the mill located there. So as a consequence, literally, were any other company who employs Alaskans in trouble with the federal government in a similar situation, I hope the member believes that I would definitely have their name down here, too.
Senator Lincoln?
Mr. President, I voted no in Labor and Commerce for moving Senate Joint Resolution 51 out of committee due to the fact that we had some folks that were expressing a desire to have public testimony, and we had we did not have teleconference for this resolution. It came before us, as noted here, was introduced the March 29th, and it's before us, seven, 8 days later here on the floor, and the public did not have an opportunity to testify on this. In our committee, it was noted that, I believe it was noticed on Thursday of last week, and we heard this on Tuesday. As you all know, from Thursday through Tuesday was the Easter break, so folks were not able to testify on this bill, and I think that public has a right to be heard on any and all pieces of legislation that we have through the system here. And for that reason, I voted no then, and I feel like it might be a very good resolution. But without public testimony, I will not support the resolution.
Senator Kelly?
President, the resolution was properly noticed on a Thursday. The hearing was held on Tuesday. Every member of the public that was interested in the bill had the opportunity to be at the hearing and testify on the bill. We did have public testimony on the bill. We were unable to set up a teleconference, although we tried to, but we were simply unable to get the lines at that time for the meeting.
Question before the Senate is final passage of SJR 51. If there's no further debate, members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so SJR 51 has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas to 2 nays. Madam Secretary.
Citations honoring Ben and Elvin Williams, Senators Taylor Pierce, Duncan Jarrah. In memoriam, Fannie Major, Senators Taylor Pierce, Duncan Jarrah. Honoring Larry Kuntz, Senators Pierce, Duncan, Taylor, Salo, Jarrah. Honoring Summer Todd Harding, Senators Duncan, Little Jarrah. Honoring Warren Endicott, Senators Pierce, Duncan, Rigger, Taylor, Kelly, Jarrah.
Senator Kurtula.
I move and ask you to ask the Senate to join as a joint sponsor of the Larry Kuntz, Warren Endicott, and Fannie Major citations.
Without objection, Senator Kurtula will be shown on the citations listed. Senator Adams.
I give notice of my vote on committee substitute for Senate Bill number 310, Resources.
Reconsideration is noted on Senate Bill 310. Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent the citation calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations appearing on today's calendar are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the Senate? Senator Kelly.
Can we have a brief at ease, please?
Senator will stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Kelly.
President, I am going to make a motion to waive a House bill because we have already heard the Senate bill companion, which was Senate Bill 340. So I would move that we waive House Bill 459 dealing with minimum wages and overtime compensation.
Senator Kelly, what is the next committee referral?
Perhaps the Secretary knows that. Judiciary.
It is Judiciary. Okay. I just would want to make sure that we get a committee hearing, and if possible, before it gets to rules, just because we're bogged down rules. The Senate bill is in judiciary? Okay. Without objection, the Labor and Commerce referral on House Bill 459 is waived. Further unfinished business? Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, I would ask to be excused. April the 8th, p.m. plane to April 11th, a.m. plane time.
Without objection, for Senator Lincoln business. Will be excused April 8th to April 11th. Further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Pierce?
Senate Finance is recessed. We will be reconvening at 5 p.m. in the Senate Finance Room, taking up Senate Bill 215. And just so everybody knows, we will continue meeting each Saturday from now through the end of session.
Senator Rieger.
Yeah, Mr. President, Senate Hess is recessed, and we will reconvene immediately upon adjournment and try to wrap up before 1:30.
Senator Sharp.
Senate Transportation meeting scheduled for budget closeouts at 3:30 this afternoon has been rescheduled for next Thursday, April 12th at 3:30.
Further announcements? Special orders? Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent. Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
We're adjourned to 11 a.m. tomorrow.